Good morning, this Thursday, the 18th of April. I'm Grady Wolf, market analyst with Beldrate. Wall Street closed lower on Wednesday, with the S&P 500 posting its fourth consecutive losing session as key technology names weighed on the market midweek. The Dow Jones fell 0.12% on Wednesday, the S&P 500 lost 0.58%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq declined 1.15%. High-growth stocks faced the biggest pressure on Wednesday as the Fed's higher-for-longer consensus dampens growth runways for stocks of this nature. Investors in the US have been trimming the mega-cap names like Nvidia, Meta, and Apple in favor of other market sectors that have attractive outlook over the coming months. United Airlines surged more than 17% on Wednesday after posting a smaller than expected loss, and beating on revenue expectations. Over in Europe, markets in the region closed higher on Wednesday as retail stocks posted modest sales growth. The Stoxx 600 rose 0.2%, Germany's DAX added 0.02%, the French CAC rose 0.62%, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 climbed 0.35%. Shares in luxury retailer LVMH Group climbed as much as 5.2% during the session on Wednesday, before easing gains at the closing bell after the company posted modest first quarter sales growth. UK inflation also eased more than expected in March to an annual rate of 3.2%, which was just 0.1% above economists' expectations. Looking at the local index, the ASX 200 extended its losing run into Wednesday's session, closing the day at down 0.09%, taking strong lead from global markets on Tuesday amid concerns over sticky inflation and rising geopolitical tensions. Utility stocks offset some of the losses by rallying 2.8% yesterday, while healthcare, materials and energy stocks weighed on the key index. Evolution Mining jumped over 8% on Wednesday to a two-year high after reporting a 15% rise in gold output for March, and the company affirmed its guidance for 2024. Mining giant Rio Tinto disappointed the market though after reporting a drop in iron ore production and shipments in Q1. Drone Shield also soared 17% yesterday after the defence tech company released a second significant announcement this week, outlining the company was awarded a contract with NATO's Support and Procurement Agency for the first counter-small UAS procurement framework agreement in NATO history. The initial agreement is for 3 years with extension options. This announcement follows DroneShield announcing a first quarter update earlier in the week, including record Q1 revenues of $16.4 million, which is 10 times the prior corresponding period. Ahead of Thursday's trading session here on the ASX, the SPY futures are expecting the local market to open the day up 0.26%, tracking some global market gains overnight. On the commodities front this morning, oil has retreated to trade down 3.05% at $82.76 a barrel. Gold is down 0.5% at $2,365 an ounce. And iron ore is up just 0.02% at $106.07 a tonne. One Aussie dollar is buying 64 US cents, 99.3 Japanese yen, 51.59 British pence, and 1 New Zealand dollar and 9 cents. And now let's dive into some trading ideas for your consideration today. Trading Central has identified a bearish signal on Mirvac Group following the formation of a pattern over a period of 46 days, which is roughly the same amount of time the share price may fall from the close of $2.10 to the range of $1.82 to $1.88, according to Standard Principles of Technical Analysis. And that's all we have time for this morning. Happy Thursday and happy investing.